2 on our ukulele series. We're going to talk to you about what the ukulele is. We're going to start kind of basic, and then we're going to get a little more complicated in the second episode. But if you need a uke in your track, and you don't want to make it sound like a little kid is playing it, then boy, have we got the show for you. We're going to help you make use of a very important tool in the tune shed.
Hey, welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mike Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
What's up, dude? How's it going? How's dude, life?
This is going good. I love our purple vibe that we're doing today. For those of you with the video on, we're wearing all purple. It was a coordinated effort. And we've been here all day. We've been here all day thinking about music and ready to get into it. Check out my mandolin on the wall, too. I mean, my mandolin and my ukulele. Those are both very relevant.
Blake's got a new background on Zoom, and I'm loving it. It's like two little stringed instruments right there, ready to go.
They're hanging. They're cute. They're kind of little friends. My girlfriend plays the ukulele. I play the mandolin. And, yeah, it's a good time. It's a real good time.
Bro, speaking of which... Dude, look at this thing.
Woo.
Look at that. It's a ukulele.
Oh, my gosh. Woo-hoo. It looks great.
So
wait,
what is this
got
thing?
It's got the little electronics on it.
It does. It has a pickup. We're going to play with that later. It's going to be sweet.
So you can plug it in.
Yeah, the pickup is battery powered. It has two band EQ and a volume.
Whoa.
Kind of like a one knob guitar.
Like that, too. My mandolin has the little... pickup in. I think it's old and doesn't work super well. Haven't used it in a long time, but I should go get it fixed. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really useful. It's nice. It's like you sort of have more control over some of the effects that we'll do.
Ooh.
But, you know, we'll do that later. Let's talk about what this thing is. What is this?
What is what?
What is this? What is this funny little thing?
The ukulele. Uke for short.
Uke for short. Okay, this thing is a four-stringed string instrument, originally of Portuguese origin, and it's part of the ute family, the lute family, and it has nylon strings, which give it that soft, plucky sound, as opposed to steel strings on a guitar.
That's cool. Yeah, I did not know it was from, I always think of Hawaii first, because there is that really good singer, Israel, I think was his name. Amazing singer, ukulele player. Yeah. Super good rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Beautiful. Oh, it kind of melts my heart just thinking about those songs. His style is so good.
Oh, I think I just figured it out. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. Yeah. Those are the classic chords, man. C, G, A minor, and F.
So it's known as like a beginner instrument. I feel like you kind of just learn your couple chord shapes and then you just play songs. Like, I don't really see that many people doing all the different things you do on guitar, like, you know, jazz and shredding and whatever it is. I feel like a lot of ukulele playing is the open chords and singing. And I don't know if that's 100% true. There's probably some experts that would be really upset hearing this, but I feel like that's what it's kind of known for as an instrument.
Yeah. What it's known for is strumming. Right, it's such a good strummer. It's like,
yeah.
It's sort of like the chords are all kind of one or two, sometimes three fingers.
Okay.
You know, and so it's It's just easy to sort of like work around the scales and the chords and stuff. So yeah, you're right. It's totally just like a strummy guy.
So we always talk about how producers don't even really need to have instrument skill, but that kind of makes this thing a producer's dream, right? You just because you can just get one, you can play four chords pretty quickly, and then just start having fun with it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's really fun to, 'cause this one is a really nice one and it sounds, I don't know, we like I balled out for this uke, like bought a one that sounded really good and that had a pickup, 'cause I wanted to really like I just wanted to have one good ukulele, you know, for production. But yeah, if it sounds really good and it tracks really well on a mic and the pickup's good, like you can do a lot with it with a little, you know,
Do a
and
lot with a
chords
little.
are really easy to look up on the internet too, and you don't have to have a lot of guitar skill. I don't have a ton of like finger dexterity, so
Yeah,
this
there's
thing's
like not
great to me.
many. I don't really to play most of the open chords, like you don't need to borrow things, right? You can kind of just, like you said, two or three fingers. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not really often you'll need to bar stuff, but it is easier to bar on this thing too.
Yeah, the strings are just also soft, unlike a steel guitar where it's kind of like can be hard. And the mandolin is so hard to pin all those strings down because it's eight strings, even though
That's
they're all
right.
tuned the same pretty much.
Yeah, and they're two strings sort of on a note.
Yeah,
Yeah,
everything's doubled, so you're
it's
really
tough.
and then my big finger is like I just can't do it clean. It's really tricky.
Well, and that's the funny thing about the ukulele too, as opposed to something like a mandolin. So a mandolin is tuned like a violin, right? In fifths. And a uke is tuned all weird. It goes so from the top string. So usually the strings are organized from top to bottom, lowest to high, right? So the string nearest to you is usually the lowest note on most string instruments.
So why is it different?
I don't know. I have
I don't
no
know
clue.
either.
I think it has something to do with all the chord shapes.
Yeah, probably helps the chord shapes come along.
I think so. I think that seems why.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed that it does, and I've been playing with it a little bit because my girlfriend plays it, but if you do any picking patterns or kind of like a slow strum so you could hear each note one at a time, you get these really cool patterns that are not just low to high like on a guitar. And that can make really fun rhythms. I like to play with it like that. You know, you're just playing a regular chord, but you get this different order of low and high strings.
Yeah, there's like, let's do a picking pattern. We'll go from low to high.
Is that in one of your songs? Isn't this one of your songs?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
But my fingers are going from low to high.
Oh, I can picture the melody, but I can't think of the name of that song. I made an forgettable dessert. It's got forgettable dessert in
Yeah, it
there.
does.
Oh, what song is that?
It's a song called Lull.
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 Look it up. Lull by Marty Gray. It's a good
It's on
song.
this uke. This uke was used to track it.
Oh, it's a really beautiful picking pattern. I like that a lot.
Well, it's a good example of what you just said, that like you can go from low to high and it's the notes are all disorganized, and so
Yeah.
you don't, again, that's like a thing that you don't have to think very hard about, but it makes it sound more complicated.
Yes, exactly. And it's funny, my friend Nick, shout out to Nick, who just came and visited. He's telling me about clawhammer banjo, which is like a style of
Whoa.
playing banjo. And it's another thing where this is a little off topic, but you learn this way of holding your hand and picking, and your thumb is hitting notes and you're kind of strumming. It's like this mix pattern thing. And you get these crazy rhythms. And actually some of the chord shapes on the banjo are pretty simple. Like I think if you just bar one fret, it is a chord. So you can kind of do these relatively simple left hand on the banjo, and your right hand's just doing it. Takes a while to learn, I'm sure, but once you have it down, you don't have to think about it too much, and you get this crazy rhythm and beautiful, you know, strings coming in and out like that too. So I've been obsessed with that idea lately. It's a fun one.
That is sweet. Yeah, it's sort of with a lot of string instruments, it's useful to let the organization of the instrument work in your favor. Because that's the fun thing about having a bunch of different string instruments is they're all sort of like set up different.
Yeah.
You know, like a dulcimer is set up different than a uke and a banjo.
Yeah.
Like that banjo has that one.
The short string, right?
Yeah, the little short string. And that's like usually the third.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like you can like purposefully not bar it and have it sort of like pluck the same note. I feel like that'd be super fun. I don't have a banjo.
Yeah.
I really want one though.
Yeah, he almost convinced me to just like impulse buy one on a Wednesday because he was showing me all these videos and I was looking at them and he's like, oh yeah, look, there's a music shop right here. There's like a $250 banjo. Like that's the cheap end, but I've played these. They're great. And I'm like, who
oh,
are
man.
You?
Dang
I almost
it.
Did it.
I definitely would have done it.
I can't have another lonely instrument. You know, I need to play all my instruments more. People come over and they kind of touch them. I'm like, no, play it. It needs the
yeah.
love.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm still thinking about buying a banjo though. I am considering it.
It'd be cool. Isn't Steve Martin like a banjo savant?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Secret
I'm pretty
talent.
Sure he's like an award-winning banjo player. Like
that's
really, really
awesome.
Good.
Who
that's
knew?
Pretty sweet. So do you want to track some of this? Do you want to track
yeah.
some uke?
Yeah,
Let's
actually,
just...
I was
yeah.
going to say shout out to Mike from the Discord. He joined and showed some of his music he's working on. Mike, it's good stuff. I love the pieces of music you shared. And then you mentioned ukulele. I mean, that's why we're doing this episode right now too, is because you mentioned it. And ukuleles are so fun, and I'm excited to see what you got for us, Marty, in terms of tracking it. But
yeah, man.
Shout
out to Mike
out there. Join our Discord. Come hang out with us. We talk about music, share music. It's a good time.
Yeah, Mike is the inspiration for these episodes. He was like, "You guys should do a uke episode," and we were like,
"Yeah,
let's do it. Let's absolutely do it." We had a great conversation about the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, which is awesome.
That's so cool. I gotta look that up.
I think we did. I think I mentioned that, but they came to Ann Arbor once and they were just awesome. I didn't realize at the time that there's a bass ukulele that exists.
Oh, whoa.
With
that
just like
cool.
really thick strings.
But so
yeah,
this is
like
an army of ukuleles that
yeah.
players that come
it's
together.
Like 13. There's like 13 dudes. They're all just like incredible. 13 people. And they all just like play together on stage. They're all like very virtuosic. And
they all play ukulele.
They all play uke. Yeah. And they all have different sizes. So there are soprano ukes that are sort of, I think they're tuned an octave higher and they're tiny. And then there are bass ukes that are a little bigger and they have thick strings and stuff.
That's so cool. Very fun.
Yeah, it was a fun show. Okay, so let's do something where we just strum. Mm. Let's just like, this episode we'll just strum. We'll do what the ukulele is supposed to do. It's just a strumming guy. But let's put it in a context that you normally wouldn't put it in. So I was thinking about adding some ukulele to like a, I don't know, what maybe you'd call the shoegaze. Okay, yeah, so let's just throw it in. This is a shoegazy thing I've been working on. Started working on it yesterday.
Lovely.
No drums yet. Drumless. This would ostensibly be the chorus. You know? Maybe we'll work on this again when there's drums. That'd be really fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I could look at my feet while listening to that.
Yeah.
Although I am struggling to imagine the ukulele. What is your plan?
So there's this section.
There's another guitar in there.
There's a couple acoustics in the back.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about adding it here. Like that would be sweet.
Ooh, I couldn't hear it too. I saw you were playing. I couldn't hear it too much coming through your mic, but
that might be a good thing. I want people to hear it. I think this part lacks a little bit of drive because the bass sort of drops out,
right?
Which and there's a lot of like
tension,
there's
but we still need some drive. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
just a little bit. I thought ukulele would be a good solution because I want the bottom to drop out of the texture a little bit,
yeah,
and remain ethereal, but it's like it needs something like something rhythmic driving it forward, which the solution is usually like a higher pitched string instrument.
Yep, strumming, and that's it's a recipe for ukulele when you put it that way.
I think so.
Interesting.
So let's plug this baby in. Let's do it.
That's a cool way to think about it. I haven't really. That's a good. Problem solving for what you need there.
Well, yeah, it just seems like acoustic guitar, like strumming an acoustic guitar, would be too heavy.
There's a lot of like stringed instruments already there with different effects. So what's one that's different enough that it'll fit in and not kind of just get lost?
Yeah. We hearing that?
Oh yeah, we hearing that.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking, just sort of a simple. It's a little bit. It's like probably sounds a little weird.
It's a delay, you know.
I love it.
But those are cool chords.
Cool. Let's put it in here.
Yeah, let's try it in. See what it sounds. Oh, that descending bass line is so cool.
He goes, bring us back in.
Gets me going.
The drums will go, you know. Drums will come back.
I could just play along right now. Yo,
all right, let's solo this thing.
So sweet.
Yeah, it sort of comes in and out a little bit. Compress it. Let's give it a compressor.
Yeah, some of those, it has like a little bit of the pick clicking sounds, which makes it really rhythmic. I think it'll sit in the mix well.
Yeah, that sort of comes from the pickup. That's sort of the like the classic acoustic instrument pickup sound that you're hearing, like that little clackiness.
Yeah.
I'm playing with my fingers. I'm playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm playing just like.
Just like your nails kind of rubbing against it.
Huh. Here's what it sounds like with a pick. It sort of comes off like a little bit too strong, I think.
Yeah.
And then without.
Oh, so soft and nice.
Yeah, I think it just sort of like plays a little bit more human without a pick.
I love that. Yeah, it's you get more dynamic in the strings for sure. I also just love the like softer sound that string instruments make. Again, going back to Nick and the clawhammer banjo, there's like this other style where you attach like metal picks to your fingers and it's just not as soft as the style where you do clawhammer.
They go like this.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
A wiggly
Super
of the
cool to
fingers.
see. We can take some of that low end out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the little, there's a little bit of latency with Zoom, but
Ah.
I think it's good.
Will you crank it a little so we can hear it?
Yeah, it just needs that extra little.
It sits
I
so,
like how
it's
it
like a
drops forward.
unique voice, but it sits so well with the other guitars. Like all their different rhythms complement each other really nicely.
Yeah, that's the strength of this instrument, really is like it sits in the pocket. It sits in
Yeah.
its own little sonic
The
pocket.
kids love the pocket these days. Everyone's talking about the pocket, you know?
The pocket.
You got to be in the pocket.
Usually that's a rhythm section thing.
I think you have to go to Berkeley to really be in the pocket.
Yeah, you can't really be in the pocket without having a Berkeley education.
Like in
That's
the
true.
Berkeley dorms, you know, if you haven't jammed in the Berkeley dorms.
Yeah, you'll never learn pocket.
I'm
Or
teasing because there's all these TikTok videos of kids at Berkeley in the dorms like playing music, and they're actually really cool. But of course, you got to tease them a little bit,
yeah, it
because they're
is
just so
like.
stoked. They're like, "Whoa, the Berkeley dorms late at night!" Although it would be kind of fun to. See some music in the dorms if that, you know,
Oh,
if you're in that
100%.
age group doing that thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our college house looks a little bit like that at times.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of synthesizers everywhere.
I'm sure, yeah.
Well,
Ah, the good old
cool.
days.
This is exactly what I hoped to accomplish. Just like easy strumming, easy chords. Look
Yeah.
at, you know the chords of your song, so look up how to play them on uke.
Do it.
It's super easy.
Wow. Nice. I love it. Well, hey, one last shout out, I guess, is to our very favorite Myra. Thank you, Myra, for being our giving us listener support. Anyone else who wants to do that, we got a link in the show notes just to upgrade the show, keep it growing, and keep trying to make the best stuff for all our listeners. But obviously, Myra, you have a special place in our hearts, so appreciate all the help. That's really, really, really kind.
Awesome.
But yeah, on that note, I guess until next time, right?
Until next time, we'll talk more about the uke, a little bit more advanced stuff next time.
Ooh, okay. All right, much love, everybody. See ya.
Bye.